It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. I almost said drinking wines at 10 o'clock in the morning, but that's okay too. Today we're exploring a Grenache, a wine from the Tierra Alta region of Spain. We're drinking the Leviticus 100% Grenache from the Tierra Alta region, which is northeast part of Spain, not far from Priorat. This is a 2013, so it has some age on it. And Grenache is an interesting grape. By the way, it's probably the most widely planted red grape variety in the world. It's very popular in Spain. It loves the hot, dry climate that has to offer. And it's also popular in southern France, where it's grown in Languedoc and the Rhone, where it's known as Grenache. It's probably one of the major varieties that's in that very famous blend of Châteauneuf to Pop in the Rhone Valley. Anyway, it's used a lot as a blending grape, but sometimes it's just fabulous all by itself. And last week, we also drank a Cabernet Franc, an unusual blending grape that's usually used in mixes of wine, but occasionally makes a very distinctive wine by itself. And that's the same with the Grenache that we're having today. I've poured some in the glass, and it's just, I can't even see through it. It's just opaque, purple, rich looking even in the glass. And having a little age on it already, you can just see a hint of amber right on the edge of the wine as it tilt it up towards the light, kind of a brick orange color. But what a nose. This is ripe, horse tack leather kind of smell, very ripe fruit, almost rotten fruit, but in a good way. Nose that this has, lovely, lovely, rich smell. But the taste in the front of the mouth is just bursting with a ripe fruit, maybe a little prune or plum, getting some very ripe strawberries, maybe. That's just a terrific fruity taste up front, and as it goes back, there's still these big, full, mouth-filling tannins that are balancing the fruit. Overall, a good minerality and a nice, ripe, soft, long, kind of dried flower finish that I'm getting here. This is a really fun wine. It's going a lot of different places, and it's just a rich, perfect wine for winter or fall harvest kinds of meals. I think this is the kind of thing that would be perfect with a prime rib and, say, roasted vegetables on the side. This is the 2013 100% Grenache Leviticus from Tierra Alta, Spain.